In the St. Louis area, Thanksgiving will be overshadowed by the violence that followed the grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. The 30th annual Thanksgiving Day parade that takes place in downtown St. Louis has been postponed. People who live around the damaged parts of the city have to go farther now to shop. Those who own those businesses have to rebuild, and their employees are out of work. NPR's Shireen Marsalmeraji asked people in the community how they're preparing ahead of the holiday and what they're thinking about.
The Schnucks grocery store is pretty busy on this cold gray Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Michael Howell, a local musician picking up a few staples, says he just wants to relax at home and have a little turkey.
And make some turkey sandwiches, that's basically it, yeah.
Howell's home is right near a string of looted and burned businesses.
I live right behind where all this chaos is taking place at. I could walk to where, I guess, ground zero is, the police station, probably in about a minute.
He says the chaos was predictable because the justice system never works for black people. And this Thanksgiving, he's thankful he's still breathing.
It's just enough getting through life, and your life can be just taken like that, especially a black man, you know. So I'm real thankful just for that.
This is cranberry banana bread. This is cappuccino chocolate chip muffins.
Deborah and Mike Pabarkis are having 16 people over for Thanksgiving dinner. They've been married for more than 30 years and live about a mile away from the Ferguson police station in a modest one-story on a cul-de-sac with 11 black families and two other white families.
For me, it's just like any other Thanksgiving. And I'm just pleased that our family's coming, and we're just going to make the most of the holiday and enjoy being together.
I think the holiday gives us an opportunity to return to a sense of normal.
But Mike Pabarkis recognizes that normal life won't look the same as it did in the past.
Ferguson is going to be different after the events of the last few months. It's not going to be the community that my children grew up in, and that's both good and bad.
Good, he says, because the racial tensions that were always there are now out in the open. Bad, he says, because the community feels very divided, and the hard work of reconciliation comes next.
My grandson came in from college last night. My son and his wife may come in from Wentzville.
Veronica O'Neill is sitting in a heated car with her granddaughter in the parking lot of the public library. She lives a couple of blocks off West Florissant, a part of town that was hit hard by vandals in August, and even harder in the last couple of days. O'Neill says block streets have made it impossible to shop in her neighborhood for Thanksgiving groceries, and the store where she buys her holiday outfits was burned to the ground.
Fashion R, that was right there on West Florissant. There was this woman's dress store, and I used to go get something cute to wear, and it's gone. Just gone for no reason. That hurts.
And O'Neill says her family will most definitely be talking about what's been going on in Ferguson around the Thanksgiving table.
We will be talking about it, yes, but we will be eating. We're not going to miss the turkey dressing, cranberries, potato salad, the works. We're not going to miss that.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News, Ferguson, Missouri.